Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory be to God. Yes, thank you, Sam. Worship team, great job. Hallelujah. Yes, the worship team, of course, that includes the what? The choir master. Glory be to God. So when you clapped for the worship team, you also clapped for who? For the choir master. No, you clapped. Yes, past tense. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If your parents, okay, are in that age bracket, which floor? that floor where anything can happen, okay? And they're not born again, pray for them. Brother, you can pray to God that they don't go until what? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For quite some time, I prayed that prayer for my mother. And I'm like, God, man, she shouldn't go until what? Okay? Now, God hears prayer. Amen? Because now, this is the first time even my wife is going to hear this dream, and maybe even Dennis, because Dennis's wife had a dream during COVID, okay? When, is it, the Lord appeared to you or something like that? And, or he appeared to me in your dream, and I'm scaring some people. But I don't know why people get scared of safe people dying. Anyway, yeah. And the Lord appeared to me and said that there were some like two opportunities for your mom to pass away. Okay? But I answered your prayer and she didn't. And then in the dream it was like, and now, like she's saved, you know. Okay? She's saved and, and the implication was that now it's Kawa. Okay? And, yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, please don't go around, what? Sharing this dream and scaring, what? People. But now it's coming like to 2 years or something. Okay? So, no, it was, anyway, it was during, COVID. So, when I got that dream, of course, it was a good dream, isn't it? You don't agree. It was a good dream. It was a good dream, as in the implication was that if she departs now, what? Heaven. So when I got that dream, I don't think I told anyone. In fact, I told Christine, shut up about it. And from that time, I decided to visit my mom, okay? Because I didn't want those, what? Stories of, I didn't see her in months, you know. Then they gave me a phone call, okay? Yeah, but it was a good dream. Anyway, but the point I'm trying to make is pray for your parents. Eh? That is if you really believe that there's heaven and hell. You see, like Rick Jonas says that many Christians, though they say that they believe in the resurrection, they actually don't believe it. It is mental assent. You know, you just believe. Jesus is my savior. Say these words after me. Jesus is my, I'm born again today. Just head, but not heart. You understand? If people really believe that there's something called a resurrection, they would live better lives. As far as Joan is not here. As far as Utimwesigensi, what was that name? Mutensigensi. Anyway, so As far as the world is, if you really believe that if you die, one day you'll resurrect, okay? First of all, you die and go to heaven. Okay, then at the resurrection of your body, okay, you know, after some, we will return to reign with the Lord on earth. Okay, so now, if you believe that, you're going to have it all. All these lands, the houses, why? You understand? If as a Christian, you really believed that, okay, you wouldn't place first of all, you wouldn't steal from others. You understand? You didn't steal from others. Because you know that one day you're going to reign over. You understand? You wouldn't do things that can make you lose your salvation, you know, after you've gained it all. Do you understand? There's something you wouldn't be a practitioner of. If you really believe there's a resurrection. If you believe that you're going to get rewarded for how you spend your money, for your generosity, for your giving to the work of the Lord, then how you spend your money would be different. If you really believe there's a resurrection when people are going to be rewarded. Okay? However, the way Christians live, okay? And by the way, the only Christians are Abalokole. I hope you know that. Abalokole are the only Christians. The Pope is not a Christian. You understand? Because he's not a Mlokole, he's not born again. You understand? He's not. Okay? Right now, many people are in churches. Okay? So they are saying, you know, about Christa, you, about Christu. Okay? But most of those people are not actually what? Christians. By biblical definition. A Christian is a follower of Christ. If someone doesn't follow Christ, they are not Christians, though they are called Elizabeth. Okay? Elizabeth, the what? Though they are called Charles, the what? The third. You understand? First of all, those are not Christian names. Those are not what? You can't even see there. Okay. Yes, but there's nothing like a Christian name. There's nothing like what? Abazungu, they just came here and messed you and what? There's nothing like a Christian name. How can Clinton be a Christian name? Okay, the whites just came and told us that their names are the what? But that's not true. Those are names of another culture. Glory be to God. Okay? And, yeah, so just because you're called Charles, you're called Elizabeth, you're called Geraldine, okay, doesn't mean that you're Christian. Okay? Anyway, yeah, so the only Christian are those who are what? But anyway, so if you are a Christian, really a Christian, you should really believe that there's a resurrection. And if you really believe that in your heart, it will show. It will show how you live. How you use your money. How you react when they tell you that someone is going to die and go to heaven. You understand? If you don't, you understand? As in heaven now, anyway, glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. God is what? Anyway, pray for your parents. Especially if they are what? On a certain floor. Eh? In Uganda, I think, sixth floor. What's his name? Tumwine. He was on the sixth floor, isn't he? 60-something. Okay. Pray for the president. Okay. That man is not born again. Okay. And he has said it many times. But one time he said that he is what? Daughters are helping him. Okay? He's not born again, but he has been used of God. Okay? God wanted him to lead this country. Okay? There are some people saying, no, this guy shouldn't have been the president. He's a Mnyarwanda. Okay? If that is true, God wanted a Mnyarwanda to be what? And for Ugandans' good. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Just like he allowed some white woman to be your queen. Hallelujah. Yeah, so pray for him. Yeah, and pray for your parents. Don't just send them what? And just say hi, what, those things. Is it raining? Okay, you ask those things. But please, pray for them. Glory be to God. Then there are some Bambi who are in Catholic churches, but they are born again. Okay? I have friends who wouldn't want me to say a thing like that. Okay? Yeah, but the truth of the matter is, there are a few Catholics who are born again. Ngabalokole, real. I think I will move again to Kubasokayo. In glory as in near the Lord. Because the way they behave is much more righteous than you as in us. You understand? They have the fruit of the Spirit. But now they have some ignorance about some things and misunderstandings. But they really accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And they don't use the terms born again, because born again to them means what? A dini and dala. I think I'm going to nim katuliti. And yeah, Bambi, there are people who are what? But those are not many. Those are not what? Many. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Good to see all of you. Okay, the worship team did a fabulous job. Hallelujah. Okay? Yes. Glory to God. Yes. Jesus is coming back. Jesus is coming back soon. Amen? Jesus is coming back. And to me, man, when I hear those things, dreams, visions of the Lord's return, I get very what? Please. Okay? Okay? At my children's school, the principal, okay, when she's addressing kids and they are talking, you know, she says that, how do I know that you're listening to me? Then they say, when we are looking at you. How do I know when you're looking, listening to me? When we are quiet. Okay, so, but I find that a very great teacher, that lady, like every time I attend their assemblies, the way she communicates with kids, you just see, of course, she's a teacher by training, she did education, but also you sense a natural touch, you know. The questions she asks, then what she asks to make kids and man, and I'm wondering if she should stop sitting in the administrator's office, whatever. Again, I'm class. Glory be to God. Should tell her. Hallelujah. God is good. God is what? He's good and very good. Now, last Sunday, we talked about raising children who are blessed of God. All right? Hallelujah. And we're going to talk about that somehow again. Okay? And I say that the inspiration to talk about that, okay? To talk about having our kids blessed of God, those who are alive now and those who will be born before the Lord returns. Okay? Yeah, we say that it is, what inspired me to talk about that was a dream I had on the 8th. 8th September, it was the other Thursday. And in this dream, I saw an obi of mine, an old boy, a gentleman who we studied with in Chisubi. And he's not born again. But in the dream, he had a collar. He was dressed as a reverend. Okay? Glory be to God. Jed is happy to hear that. Yeah, this guy was dressed as a what? A reverend. He had a collar. And he had kids. His own biological kids. Eh? Okay? Anyway, he's called, what's his name?
Benom Tisha.
Benom Gisha. All right. Joan, yeah. Hallelujah. So, what's the name? You've heard, because I'm coming back to you. What's the name?
Benom Tisha.
You can hear it. Her Mugisha is different from Sam's Mugisha. Isn't it? Hallelujah. I don't know whether I should ask the daughter of Busura to pronounce that name. And so this is the guy's name is called Gordon Benom Gisha. Yeah, so he had kids, you know. And I remember I went to one of the kids, a boy, even he had a boy, and I went to one of the boys, and they, oh, you resemble your dad. I was with your dad in school, you know. Okay? Then, that was the most important thing in the dream. So I knew that, that the dream, his name was a reference to his children, that the children have Omukisa, Omugisha, a blessing. That the children are blessed. Okay, that name, in a sense, didn't have anything to do with him. Okay? Glory be to God. Why was Ugodon, who's not born again, why in the dream was he a reverend? You see? Okay? That will be something for another day. Hallelujah. Okay, so anyway, that's what got me to share, to talk about this. Okay? We want to have children who are blessed of God. Okay? Children, we want you to be blessed of God. Hallelujah. We want God's blessings to be upon you. God's blessing to be upon you. And that blessing brings blessings. Hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, you see, a blessing is so powerful that, like Kenneth Copeland says, it is the first sentence or it is the first words that Adam had, okay, after he had been created. The first stuff he had, his ears had, was a blessing. Not it was a blessing. Glory be to God. Okay? Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 says that so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. After he created them, the Bible says that then God did what? Blessed them. Okay? And said. Okay? The blessing has to be said. Okay? Well, if you have a blessing but it has never been pronounced upon you, it's good, okay? It's good enough. But very often, it has to be said. Okay? Words have to come with it to impart it. Okay, so God said that what? What did he say? Be fruitful and do what? Multiply. So the blessing of God was going to cause them to be fruitful. It was going to cause them to multiply, to increase. Glory be to God. This is how powerful a blessing is. A blessing will cause fruitfulness in your life. Glory be to God. A blessing will bring multiplication, increase in your life. Glory be to God. So he told them, he blessed them saying, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion. Glory be to God. The blessing of God causes one to have dominion. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Have dominion over the works of the flesh. Rather, the works of the devil. Okay? Things which the devil attempts to do in your life to hinder your multiplication, your fruitfulness. Glory be to God. The blessing. Never despise a blessing. Hallelujah. Don't be like that young girl I told you about last Sunday who said that, Omukisa, utebaguria. Okay? For she wanted money. 40K? Okay? 50,000. Okay? She's like, I'd rather get the 50 than your blessing. Because Omukisa, apparently, according to her, utebaguria, a blessing is not eaten. Just say, I bless you. For me, I want what? Hey, you know, unfortunately, many barokole are like that. Hallelujah. So a blessing causes fruitfulness, multiplication, dominion. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? Proverbs chapter 10, 22 says that the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. The blessing of who? Of the Lord maketh rich. Makes rich. Children, do you want to become rich? Yes? Who doesn't want to become rich? Okay, don't put up your hands because your parents might faint. Because there's a boy I saw who was like, yeah, so don't put, but it's good to be rich. Glory be to God. It's good to be how? Rich. Because when you're rich, yeah, it's good. Hallelujah. So the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. Hallelujah. This Lord here, by the way, is Yahweh. Okay? To this day, I don't know why they would translate us. Maybe it's because they didn't really, because even among the Jews, they don't agree on exactly how that name of God is pronounced. That's why you hear Yahweh, Ate, Jehovah. You know, the songs, Jehovah, Ate, Yahweh, Ate, Kati. Yeshua, I know that is Jesus, okay? But the name of God, okay? So I guess that's why they, translators, okay, decided to just use capital letters, okay? So every time you read, especially KJV and I think NIV, okay, this one, you just know it was the real name of God, okay? And when you get to know that, it is impactful, because you realize that actually, the God you're actually talking about, okay? First of all, it implies that there are other gods, all right? But now the God of Israel is this one, you know, okay? And to me, I'm like, I wish I'd placed the name there, because there's so many gods. Lubale, what names are there? You know them, Okay, but now, just him, Allah, the Muslim God, he's not this one. You understand? So just imagine if they had used the name. It would make a difference. So that when you go to a Muslim, you tell him that, please, accept Yahweh or Jehovah. Then he tells you, yeah, but for me, yes, I also believe in God. Then you ask him, what's the name of your God? Allah. Say, no, that's not the same one. You, if the name, you know, eh? Do you understand, eh? But now, even say, yeah, it's the same God. We all believe in one God. But now, if we just came down to names, so what's the name of your God? Then say, but for me, the one I'm telling you is different. See, yo. It would make, you understand? But you think, oh, it's one God. We all believe in one God. Yes, yeah. But if we use names, glory be to God. Anyway, so, the blessing of this God of Israel. So, anyway, when you got born again, okay, you switched gods. You just dumped your mukasa, eh? And then you took, you understand, eh? You gave your ownership, okay, yourself over to the God of Israel. Okay? And that is actually the one true God. The one who created the heaven and the earth. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Children, have you understood that? Yes, our God is the God of who? Of where? Israel. That's why, children, you should grow up loving Israel, the country called Israel. Hallelujah. Don't let some of your parents tell you that the Jews are bad people. They went and stole people's land. Okay? Children, learn that, okay? Our God is a God of what? Israel. He's a God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Jacob was also called Israel. Hallelujah. Amen? So you should love Israel, children. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. So, this God, His blessing makes rich. Hallelujah. That's how powerful a blessing is. You might not have contacts. You might not have the technical know-how. Okay? But the blessing will make you rich. The blessing will even teach you the know-how. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. People in the Bible understood the importance of a blessing. You understand? Eh? Yes, and even the Asians, even here in Uganda, eh? there's a group of people, who, especially Mubialo, it is you guys in cities who have gotten messed up. But guys out there, man, they understand the blessing. Glory be to God. Amen? Esau, whatever you call him, okay? After the father, okay, the father was Isaac. Okay, after he had blessed Jacob, okay? Esau, the brother of Isaac, man, the guy came crying. Okay? He's like, Dad, do you only have one blessing? Hallelujah. That is in Genesis 27, 38. It says that, and Esau said to his father, have you only one blessing, my father? Bless me also, oh my father. You understand? And he wept. Now, some fool would say, Omukisa tebagulia. But Esau understood. But of course, he had messed up. Okay? And the guy cried. He's like, okay. What are you akasiga de yo? Glory be to God. He's like, bless me. And what? Hallelujah. Amen? Yes. Glory be to God. Okay? God wanted the children of Israel to be blessed. He even gave an instruction in the Bible that please, always, you priests, Aaron and your sons, always bless my people. Glory be to God. Always do what? Hallelujah. There are people, eh? Okay? When they see a pastor, the only thing they think about is what? Asking a pastor for money. You know, eh? Now, that's okay if you really need the money, but that's every time you see a pastor, oh, pastor, by a saint, you know. Okay. When you say pastor, the most important thing should be what? A blessing. Even just come back, you know, eh? Glory be to God. Anyway, in number 6, from verse 22, okay, it says that, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron, your brother, and his sons, because Aaron and his sons were supposed to be the what? The priests forever. Okay? For how long? Forever. Okay? Eden, my daughter, will tell you that in Hebrew, okay, the word priest is, do you remember? It's Kohen. Okay, priest, Kohanim. Glory be to God. You are pastor, very deep. All right. Anyway, the reason why I'm saying that is because most of the Kohens, okay, people who are called Kohen, most of them in the world, okay, are actually what? Descendants of Aaron. Number one, they are Jews. Number two, but they are descendants of what? Of Aaron. Okay? Uganda had a governor called Andrew Cohen. He's the one actually who, what is it called? The Kabaka, eh? It's called what? Yes, exiled him to the UK. Okay, now, I've just finished reading a certain history book. And the author this time adds the name Benjamin. Okay, so he was called Andrew Benjamin Cohen. Okay? But most of the books, it is just Andrew. So when I read Benjamin, I was like, wait a minute. This guy must have been of what? Of Jewish descent. But he was a Briton, you remember? Okay? Because it was before independence. And he was the governor, Uganda. And he was called Andrew Okoren. Now, this author adds this third name, Benjamin. But even Andrew is a Hebrew name. You understand that? You know that? Maybe it's not any, but the Hebrews used it. Okay? Jesus, he had a disciple called Andrew. Then there's Benjamin. Okay? Do you want to know what Benjamin, what it means? Or, first of all, what it is in Hebrew. Okay? And you contact Eden. Amen? Hallelujah. So we had a man, a governor of Jewish descent. Okay? Yeah, the guys in the UK, they even, you know, they're there, you know, secretly, but they know where they came from. Rich guys. Hallelujah. That's why someone will tell you that the Jews are ruling the world by proxy. Okay? So there was a guy in Africa, Uganda. But apparently, he was a good guy. From what I read in that history book, the things he did, okay, the Indians had taken over everything, okay, and the British were in collaboration with them. But Andrew Cohen came, he tried to give back some stuff to what? Natives, okay? But the Baganda said, but he exiled our Kabaka. Yeah, maybe the Kabaka was being antagonistic to good things. Hallelujah. Amen. The Kabaka is not always right. Amen. So, it says that, and the Lord spoke to Moses saying, speak to Aaron, okay? Speak to Aaron and his sons saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel, my people. Okay? You shall say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. That was the blessing that was supposed to be pronounced. Then verse 27 says that, so they, Aaron and his sons, the priests, shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Glory be to God. Amen. That kind of implies that before God would bless the children of Israel, the priest had to first say the blessing. Do you understand? He said that, so they shall put my name, okay? By the words they speak, by the blessings which they speak. And then God says, and when that is done, then I will bless my people. Glory be to God. I'll bless them. Okay? I will do what? I'll bless them. So you see how important the blessing is that God even commanded. He said, abantu bange, my people, muba wangu omukisa. So that, umba blessing anange. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. The blessing of God maketh rich. Hallelujah. Now, we say that in order for our children to be blessed, okay, first and foremost, it starts with parents. Okay? In order for the children that are not yet born, but are going to be born, alright? In order for them to come forth with Ngabali Nom when they are blessed, okay? It starts with the parents. Glory be to God. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 says that now it shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God. Now, God is speaking to parents here. He's speaking to who? He's not speaking to children. Okay? He says, if you diligently do what? Observe carefully all these commandments which I command you today, that the Lord, you see, that Lord, Yahweh, not Mukasa, not Ani, very, I just wish they had put that name, man. Because you talk to Museveni, then he'll tell you that, yeah, it is the same one. It is the same God. You know, eh? Then this thing of combining gods. Okay? Why, you know, yeah, same gods, what, you know, that thing. If we just use the names to make a big difference. So if you diligently, okay, obey the voice of who? The God of Israel, Yahweh, Jehovah. Okay? There are some guys who say, no, the pronunciation is Yehovah. So you can see, but we understand now why the English decided to just, write Lord in capital letters. Okay? So if you diligently, okay, carefully observe all his commandments, which I, Moses, I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you above all the nations of the earth. All these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body. Hallelujah. Okay? Blessed shall be the fruit of what? Your bodies. The fruit of your bodies are children. Children, you're the fruits of your parents because you came from your parents' what? Bodies. Okay? Stomachs? Yes, no? Stomachs. Hallelujah. Okay? The fruit of your bodies. Your children will be blessed because you obey the voice of God. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen. Glory be to God. Okay, love your children so much, okay, that you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Hallelujah. Mwana obwatagenda where? Lohana, KPS. Eh? Obwatagenda yo. Ne your blessing will make room for what? For them. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen. So, Bob. Okay? Yes, Bob has Abraham, Esther, Malaika, waro gwenela vide. Neto mugamba mwe, no, there's a fourth one there, isn't it? Hey, yes, Emmanuel. Yeah, but you have four biological, isn't it? Yes, anyway, you know your kids. Yes, the blessing upon your kids starts with you. It starts with who? Before you cane kids for misbehaving. Okay? Because you know what? Why, God said, no, Auntie Joanne in Bible class who taught you this. Now look what you're doing. Then pa, 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 you know, eh? Yeah, if you do that, God won't bless you. Yeah. Before you do that, just make sure that you yourself are what? Because first and foremost, it begins with you as a parent. And by parent, I'm talking also to parents to be. Esther, Tabitha. Okay? That girl, you stand up and they see you. Please stand up. Obey your pastor. Obey your priest. Yeah, when she was young, very young, I visited them in Fort Portal. Then she told me that when she grows up, she said, when I grow up and have a big hotel, and now I'm going to have 1,000 children. I don't know what was it with the hotel. Maybe they're going to a hotel on a holiday. So I don't know. Mountains or the moon, I don't know. Hey, 1,000 children. Yes, if you want those 1,000 kids to be blessed, you should what? Carefully observe the commandments of God. Okay? Children, one time you have your own children, then your parents will become grandpas and grandmas. There are some parents who are like, wow, that means that I'll be old. Yeah, but you see, yeah, if you want to become a grandpa, a grandma, you have to be old. Can you, being old, do the same thing. Someone has said, someone's going to die and go to heaven. And so, okay, you're going to have children one day, okay? Now, if you want your children to be blessed by God, you have to obey God's commandments. One of the commandments is honor your parents. Honor your what? Honor, respect your parents. Respect your who? Your parents. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Quiz. Honor who? No. Who are your parents? Honor who? Mr. and Mrs.? It's okay. Very good. Give Quez a good hand. Yeah. Your parents, you know their names. So just the parents, yeah. Mr. and Mrs. Yeah. And by the way, children, when they ask you that, what is your mother's name? Don't just say what? Tumwine. No, say Mr. Tumwine. You understand? Oh, Mrs. You understand? This generation is forgetting. It is trashing good manners. The etiquette, you know, eh? Okay? All right? Children. Esther. Yeah, don't just say, you know, Okay? Glory be to God. Okay? Matthew, when they ask you what is your parents' name, say Mr. and Mrs. Mujimba. Okay? If you aren't for sure, your parents, rather, whoever is asking you that, your father is a doctor, you can okay just say Dr. and Mrs. Huh? Doctor and Engineer Mujimba. Glory be to God. But by the way, you guys, this is, I'm telling you, serious stuff. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Teddy, respect what? Professor, please do that. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Grace J is looking at me like, please don't what? Psalm 121, verse 1 to 3. By the way, I'm going somewhere with this, amen? Don't think that I'm trying to pass time. It says, praise the Lord. Praise who? Capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. You had a Bible which used to hear, which has the names. The name. Okay? The Jews actually don't want to pronounce the name of the Lord. It is sacred. So they just say Hashem. Shem is name. Ha is there. So when you hear Jews saying that, or they can just say the name. Okay? Praise the name. You just know they're talking about God. God, that name. Okay? Like how some husbands here, or wives, don't mention their best friends' names, their besties' names. Like your dad who comes back home, and then he says, Onalua. Onalua. Where is, Onalua. But he knows that you all know who what? Okay? Okay? I'm thinking of a story. Anyway, let me tell it without saying other things. One time, my brother, my older brother, met my dad somewhere. Okay? Then he greeted him. Anyway, he jazzing. Then my dad, okay, asked my brother that, how is Helen? you understand? How is Helen? Now, there was someone around who didn't know who Helen was. So this person asked, who is Helen? Then my dad responded, who Helen is. Then this person, how did you just call her Helen like that? I said, no, at work, that's not good. Okay. The guy just, phew, how is what? Now, in the African culture, that's not right. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? If crazy meets engineer, it's okay. Meets crazy at school, and maybe the mother drops, he shouldn't ask crazy that, how is, when you last met, whatever, how was, you understand? He should say, how was your mother? When she, you understand? Not, how is? No, that's not good. That's not what? That's not good. Okay? But man, why it's, I messed up. I remember I was working in some organization in Umulago. Okay, so where this boss, Tamara Clark, is she still there, by the way? Tamara Clark, you know, which is an American, a white, you know. So one time the father came to visit her in Uganda. Okay, so she brought him to the clinic where we used to work from. And she's like, hey, this is my father, Sam. Blacks were like, and Twitch was, yes, I mean, this is his name. You know, she's like, oh, this is my father, what, Charles, what? Hey, people were scandalized, man. Okay? Now, so, parents, please be strict on this. For me, if your child comes and tells me that my father, James, has said this, for me, I'll hope you and I'll beat your child. I'll spank your child. And then don't come and watch, you know, I've helped you. Yeah. Should not do, your kids shouldn't, what? Address you by your name. Say daddy, as in papa, or whatever. Or mister, missus. Glory be to God. So he said, praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants. Okay, his descendants, that includes his children, first and foremost. Okay, his descendants or his children will be mighty on earth. Okay, some of them might turn out to be like Esteri Kokundeka's children. It's here, mighty on the what? You know Esteri Kokundeka? Esther in English is Esther. Okay? So once upon a time, children, there lived a man called Kaguta. Amos. Oh, glory be to God. Amos Kaguta. Please say those names. Amos Kaguta. He married a woman. Okay? Called Esther or Esther. And because they became husband and married a woman called Esteri Kokundeka. Okay? Then they had children. The firstborn was called? Who was the firstborn? Yoweri Museveni. Eh? My Abigail is like, oh. Yes. Yoweri Kaguta Museveni. The second born was? Who was the second born? The girl or the boy? The girl. What's her name? Kajubili Violet. Violet Kajubili. Okay? Kajubili, Jubili. At that time, I think the Ankole diocese was celebrating 50 years, is it? Yes, they were celebrating a Christian event. Glory be to God. So you can see, Esther was very saved. Kati mwamunge na ku internet, muno nyobu obu nyanya, obu wazungu, obu sounding, how? Nothing godly attached to them. Olika Jubilee, since the light came to Ankole. Violet, Joe's mom. Okay? Then, Yoweri, no. Amos and Esther Kaguta had another child, a third child. And his name is Caleb Akandwanaho. Caleb. A mighty soldier in the Bible. Akandwanaho. He fought for me. Do you understand? The Kukundeka was very born again, man. Glory be to God. Okay? And God fulfilled the scriptures. Her kids became mighty on the earth. Violet, a professor. A professor, man. That chick got a PhD back in the day. Hallelujah. And man, she's so wonderful. Eh? I've interacted with her a few times. Eh? The last time I met her, when hospital, who had I gone to see? Anyway, when hospital, Nakasero. So I interacted with her. Then I decided I'd gone to see a patient. Anyway, so I left. Okay? Then she returned to the patient I'd gone to see, and I wasn't around. So she looked and she saw me, what? Going. Then she said, hey, you know, now this is the president's, what? Sister, man. Now for me, I'm nothing, man. I even don't know if that time I had a car. But I was a human being, and she said, hey, no way. And she knew my dad, back in the day, Uganda Wildlife Authority, Okay? So she said, hey, well, you know, say bye to Bwango, you know, Shouting in hospital, man. Glory be to God. So, your descendants, okay, your children, parents, by the way, today it is for you, parents, Okay? Parents, your children will be mighty on the earth. Your generation, you the upright parents, your generation will be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in your house. Glory be to God. Mukaklani ko, things will be good. Things will be what? Good. When you don't attend an intro or a wedding of your cousin, I remember, guy, he was the one who was going to grace this occasion. What are you going to do? You understand? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? This is very important. Very important. If you love your children, glory be to God. Amen? Proverbs chapter 20, verse 7. The righteous man walks in his integrity. Okay? His children are blessed after him. Walking in integrity causes your children to be blessed. Walking in integrity means walking, when you're doing, walking right, children, okay? Walking by the commandments of God. You don't steal, you don't lie, you don't use bad words, you don't watch bad things on TV. Hallelujah. When your mommy and daddy are watching bad things, you tell them to what? To take them off. You're like priest, you tell them that priest Moses, okay? Priest Moses, the Kohen said what? Bad things are not supposed to be watched. God doesn't what? I know a child here who has been trained. When an advert who comes on TV, the child says bad advert, as in, we turn off the TV. Sometimes the advert is not even bad, but just the kid has been trained adverts. DSTV, adverts, bad, you know, You jump to turn off, the kid will be on your case. Advert, bad advert. Hey. Glory be to God. Because most adverts, they're really bad. Hallelujah. Parents, say amen to me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hey, Kati, now I have put you right in the corner. If you put on bad adverts, your kids have had. Hey. Glory be to God. Sammy. Hallelujah. Psalm 65:23. Psalm 65:23, talking about the parents who are of God, okay? The Bible says that those parents shall not labor in vain. Okay? Nor bring forth children for trouble. Nuzala wana ni babo na abo na. Like you never summon see any man. Just see your kids suffering. Trouble, man, befalling them. Okay? It says that no, your children, you will not bring forth children for trouble. Why? Because They, those children, shall be descendants of the blessed of the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They shall be descendants of what? The blessed of the Lord, and even their offspring. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, after I said all these things last Sunday, like you read in the word for the week, I sat down, and then I was like, but wait a minute. I've been talking about the blessings for kids. Okay? This should be the time to actually even bless them, pronounce a blessing. You remember? I emphasized the thing, pronouncing a blessing. Very important. God told Israel, please, you, the Kohanim, the priest, speak a blessing over my children. And if you do that, then I'll bless them. And so after that, I was like, but you know, and so I called up the kids here and we blessed them. Glory be to God. We did what? Bless them, and it was not a plan. But of course, after at the end of the service, afterwards, I learned that Helen's husband called Andrew. I don't know whether he's also called or Cohen. All right. Had had a dream, which I shared in the word for the now. Joan is of the opinion that anyway. Either you or even your husband, that they should have brought your child. The dream was clear. Anyway, but that is something else. Hallelujah. Anyway, so yes, now, during the week, and especially as we prayed on Thursday, because by Thursday, I didn't know what I was going to preach. Okay? Yes, so, so I came here, and you know, as I prayed, I got a sermon. Okay? I got a sermon. Okay? And the Lord said that, you remember it is the children of the blessed who get blessed, isn't it? The children of those who are walking in righteousness. Their children get blessed. So the Lord told me that, since those children were blessed on Sunday, you blessed them, I caused you to bless them. It means that their parents are blessed. Glory be to God. Then he told me that therefore next Sunday, it is the parents' turn. Pronounce a blessing upon them. Glory be to God. On Thursday, I got a mystery. Glory be to God. Now that night, I had a dream. A simple dream. And in the dream, it was a secondary school, and the all level students had finished exams. Okay? However, the A level students had only done written. They hadn't done the practicals. Glory be to God. They were waiting for the O-level students had finished all the exams. But the older children had only done written. They were waiting for practicals. And the Lord says, that's exactly what you know. Eh? I want you to now pronounce a blessing even upon the adults. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So now, that is what we're going to do. Hallelujah. Amen. I thought about telling Rachel to send out like an email to tell all parents to be here today. But I was like, no, I'm not going to do it. I was like, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Glory be to God. What I was going to say next was going to, cause, yeah, I was like, you know, eh? But I prayed for people to come today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Every parent here, a blessing is going to be pronounced upon you And then the Lord will bless you. Remember, a blessing is a very important thing. Okay? That is the first thing Adam had. The blessing to multiply. The blessing to be fruitful. The blessing to have dominion. Glory be to God. God emphasized to Aaron. He said, Moses, tell Aaron that they should speak a blessing over my people and I'll bless them. Glory be to God. This blessing that makes rich. This blessing that makes a way where there seems to be no way. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And by parents, I mean those of you in this church who have kids, and all of you, because all of you are also going to have kids one day. Glory be to God. Amen. You're going to bring forth the fruit of your womb, children. Glory be to God. And God wants those kids to come forth with a blessing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So start praying, okay? Joan and I, okay, are going to move through all of you. We are going to lay hands and speak. You don't have to hear what has been spoken. Just know what is spoken is a blessing. Hallelujah. And it will cause you to increase. It will cause you to become rich. It will cause you to multiply, to be fruitful. Remember, it is not the blessing of man. It is the blessing of God. Glory be to God. Being channeled through us unto you for your good. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
The Lord bless you.
The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you. Give you peace.
The Lord bless you.
The Lord bless you.
And keep you.
And keep you. Make his face shine upon you. And be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you.
Upon you and be gracious to you, Lord.
Lord's turning face toward you.
Lord, turn me face toward you. upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord tied me, thanks to word you, and give you peace.
The Lord bless you.
The Lord bless you.
And keep you.
And keep you.
Make his
face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
The Lord bless you.
The Lord bless you.
And keep you.
And keep
make
you.
Make his face.
Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn face toward you and give you peace.
May he bless you.
The Lord bless you.
Keep you.
And give
you.
Make his face shine upon you and be precious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you. Lord, turn his face toward.
God,
oh, glorious God,
we praise your name. around and worship.
Down at your feet, oh God. God,
we lay our ground and worship.
Oh God,
we lay our ground and worship you. We lay our ground and worship you.
Lord, we thank you for the blessing, oh God. We thank you for the blessing that makes rich and adds no sorrow. Lord, we thank you for meeting our families today, the families in LAT. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, King of Glory, for meeting the mothers, for meeting the fathers, oh Lord God. Thank you for meeting even the single people today. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, King of Glory. Thank you, because this is your doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.